I say it's a joy to be here. To be honest with you, I've felt like a fish out of the water a lot lately, ever since I came back to Stoner's and gave up my church over there. I got kind of low. Kind of felt useless. Find myself telling myself that maybe I'm just not supposed to be doing this. And I tell you what, that message this morning, thou art the man. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that God knows just what we need. We got a lot going on right now. My mom, she's got some problems going on, and she had to go to a facility where she'll be gone 90 days, and sometimes I just ask myself, could I have done anything else? But you know, I talked to my wife the other night driving home, and I realized that I've lived a life in front of her to where I didn't really have to say much. She can tell. She can see that I'm different, and I'm thankful for that tonight. And I said that to say this, is that I got a little 5-year-old in school. He's starting to ask a lot of questions. It starts to really hit home with you when it's your own. And they start asking questions, and you don't know how to really explain to him what it is, but he asked me this morning when Sister Susan was testifying, he said, one day am I going to be lost, Dada? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah. He said, well, I don't want to lose you. And I said, I don't want to lose you either. But the Lord knows what he stands in need of. He's put him in a place in his life where he's got a lot of people. Everywhere we go, there's a lot of people that know Jesus and love the Lord, and they know Wilder. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what I've been able to feel. I never think I'm too much of nothing. I'm just a little old country boy from Rockmart, Georgia that moved to Daresville, found a wife and found Jesus. And my life started then. When I preached foot washing, Brother Chris Stanley was preaching. He got to talking about how he didn't know somebody like he knows them now. And I remember saying that I didn't know who Clint was until Jesus came into my heart. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I got to find out who I was. I got to find out what he had in store for my life. And one of these days, my little baby will find out that same thing. And if you don't know who Jesus is tonight, you can come to know him. And if you feel like this morning was getting preached at you, and if you feel like these songs were meant for you, well, I will tell you tonight that thou art the man tonight. Amen. My God is no God of confusion. No. If you want to read with me tonight, I'm going to read a couple different places. I'm going to read in chapter 36 of the book of Ezekiel. I'll read 24. On down to maybe verse number 27. And then we'll swap over to John chapter 11, starting maybe verse 33. I need your prayers tonight. I was sitting in the house a couple weeks ago. Abigail and the babies were in there laying in the bed. And a lot of the times that's when the Lord starts talking to me. You know, when the Lord talks to you, it ain't just him here, you hearing some voice. If a little piece of scripture pops in your mind, that's the Lord talking to you. If a song comes in your heart, that's the Lord talking to you. And me and the Lord, we have a lot of conversations there in my living room late at night. Nonetheless, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 24. The Bible says, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And a new heart will I also give to you, and a new spirit will I put within you. and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I'm going to flip over. Chapter number 11, book of John. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused this, even this man, should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should seest the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. And I'm going to flip over and read one more verse real quick, a couple of verses, well, actually one. St. John chapter 10, verse 9, it says, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. As I got to thinking about this right here the other night when I was sitting there in my recliner in the living room, I got to thinking about how they took that old stony heart out of my chest when I was lost and undone, Brother Randy. I got to thinking about how I was a complete different person back when I had that old stone in my chest. Because you know a thing about a stone is it is not alive, amen. But thanks be unto God when he came into my life and he took that heart of stone out of my chest and put in me a heart of flesh. I came alive, amen. I absolutely knew who Clint was, and I knew that he had a place for me in my life. I got to thinking about Lazarus was in this grave and how they had the stone rolled before the grave and Jesus came. And I got to thinking about how the chapter before he said, I am the door of the sheep, amen. And thanks be unto me and God that he told him to remove that stone. And Lazarus came forth, amen, but not until Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That's where I said on that Wednesday morning. I was in a cave, amen, with a stone in front of the door. Jesus showed up on the scene, and he said, Clint, come forth, amen. And awakened I was, amen, and I'd realized that my life had changed. My life had changed. He said, Clint, come forth. I too was bound in grave clothes, Brother Randy. I was too bound in chains of this life. But that dead person that was in that cave, he stayed in there, amen. And Clint came out. I came out a new creature because Jesus awoken me from my sleep and told me to have life, thanks be unto God, and have it more abundantly, amen. I got a little baby boy. He about killed me this morning on that beach when he said, Daddy, I don't want to lose you. But if he don't come to know God, there'll be a day in his life where he does lose me. And I hope to God that we know that. I hope to God that the children in your life are able to see things in you and are able to be in church and hear things preached. Because let me tell you something, the preached gospel has saving power, amen. This thing's been going on for many years. There ain't nothing going to stop it. It's going to keep going on. And I tell you what, it'll keep going on with or without you, amen. If you're sitting here saying, why is he preaching at me? Thou art the man, amen. I ain't preached, but a couple times, can I be honest with you for a minute? I'd been planning to come up here and visit for a while, but it seems like something always come up. I always talk myself out of it because I hadn't been nowhere in a while. I hadn't preached. I hadn't been preaching. I done told myself that I was useless. I was real close to becoming compromised. Amen. But then my wife got a talking to me. The Lord laid this scripture on my heart, and I realized that all I had to do was trust in Him. Then He gave me a heart of flesh, and I rolled that stone out of me, and I got back in His Word. Amen. He did welcome me back, Sister Susan. He did. He didn't turn me away. I handed my mama something the other night, and I hope she uses it. It's the only thing I knew I could do for her. My little book that I had that I used to write notes down in and scriptures in, I handed it to her. I said, read some of these while you're gone. That's better than me giving any kind of money, hugs, kisses. The best thing that I can do is give her something that God gave me and pray for and lift her name up to the Lord when I'm in my secret place. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight that we can get to our secret place with the Lord? Our little inner room. That ain't talking about no closet. I can get down to my inner place with the Lord anywhere I see fit. I have a friend in Jesus that come in and changed my life. He took that old stony heart out and He said, Clint, come forth. And I did. It took a few times, Brother Randy, because I didn't quite know what I was getting a hold of. But looking back, I wouldn't change a thing. Now I just try to live a life in a way that my friends that don't know Him might follow me. That's all we can do. My little boy said that this morning. I didn't know how to explain to him. But I know there'll come a day I won't have to explain nothing. There won't be nothing else that I can do for him. I was there. I got saved at a late age. I remember it vividly. I remember it vividly how I felt. How I felt, what I saw, what I heard. And I remember plainly hearing the Lord talk to me. And He'll be there. As we get a verse of a song. I appreciate y'all that give me the opportunity to be here, Brother Randy. I appreciate the liberty. Sometimes, you know, you'll get to thinking too much. And that's where I found myself the past few months. A few preachers I've talked to, pastors I've talked to, said that's kind of normal, feeling like a fish out of water. But it's been hard on me. Yeah. But you know what? He's never left my side. And He'll never leave yours. If you're here tonight and you feel like the Lord's talking to you, if you feel like you got that stony heart in your chest, I pray to God that you heard Him say, come forth tonight. I wish you'd come and find out. Come and see. As we sing.